Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We opened the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is fucking Friday. It's the 10th day of June, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6, then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 73 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's warm. I mean, it's going to drizzle rain again this weekend. I mean, it's strange weather. That's all I can say. It's just strange. And so we're not going to get out of the drought by a long chalk. I mean, it's just, maybe keep the dust down. That's all we're looking at here. Excuse me. Let's see what we got here. Miami City Commission passes gun buyback resolution to ship arms to Ukraine. I just love that fucking title. We're going to have to look at that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Miami City Commission passes gun buyback resolution to ship arms to Ukraine. This is from Miami News Times. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. We just got this just before we came out. I had to have it. Had to have it. We can't have guns to protect our goddamn rights and our freedom and enforce our fucking absolute law. But goddamned if we can't, they're going to buy our fucking guns. It ain't a buyback anyway. It don't belong to you in the first place. I ain't buying it from the fucking government. My guns have nothing to do with you sons of bitches, you fucking goddamn corporate bastards, you fucking fraudulent criminals. But to think we're going to have a gun, we'll just read it. The United States of America is home to the greatest proliferation of civilian-owned guns of any nation on the planet at an estimated 393 million, my fucking ball sack, firearms owned by U.S. residents as of 2018. There are more guns than there are people in our great nation. You goddamn better know it, motherfucker. That means you got to take every fucking one of us. And every fucking one of us has fucking grew up with guns generationally. So what's a subtropical municipality to do with all the citizen-owned guns to get them off the streets? We've got to get these off our streets. We got to get these over there fucking killing for the New World Order. because we know who fucking, we know what's over there in Ukraine, don't we? Remember, don't never forget.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight. Are you?
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had thriller revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now, it's a critical time because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
See there? You're got to get your guns off the streets of America, protecting fucking American nationals from fucking tyranny being inflicted upon them by the fucking international corporate mafia, and get them over to fucking Ukraine where they can be used to fucking further the advance, the fucking New World Order. I mean, it's, they're telling you. This is the most, I can't believe they got the fucking gall. In the city of Miami case, the latest answer appears to be buy back those guns, lock, stock, and Saturday night special and ship them to a war zone halfway across the world. In an unscheduled move during the Miami City Commission meeting on Thursday, Commissioner Ken Russell proposed a resolution to create a buyback program that would have the city purchase guns from residents and send them to Ukraine to assist the nation in combating Russia's ongoing invasion. Fuck you. God, you talk about fuck us by these son of a bitches who are not our representatives, these New World Order motherfuckers who think they're going to fucking exercise authority over us in violation of our law. Fuck you. We will kill every goddamn one of you. You slimy motherfuckers. How do they keep doing this, people? Oh, that's right. We keep fucking allowing it. The resolution calls for Miami manager Art Noriega. God damn, another fucking good old Irish fucking name. To take, quote, any and all action to work with federal authorities to ship any functional weapons turned in to Ukraine for use in the conflict against Russia invasion. They care about fucking Ukrainians and fuck our goddamn rights. I mean, they are fucking robbing us blind. They're trying to starve us to death. They fucking got $6 a fucking gallon for fucking gas. I mean, they couldn't shit on us anymore if they possibly wanted to. And now they're going to try and take our fucking guns and give them to this fucking motherfucking bastards who are telling you they're fighting for a new world order. That means the end of American sovereignty. That means the end of your goddamn rights. That means the usurping of your fucking country, the overthrow of your country. You fight that with your goddamn life, or else your grandchildren end up being slaves to these sick son of a bitches. Unfucking believable. China-owned Smithfield Foods closing operations in Verona, California. This is from Market Watch. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Smithfield Foods Incorporated, which is a unit of China's WH Group, said Friday it will cease all harvest and processing operations in Verona, California in early 2023. Now, why don't we want foreigners coming in here buying up our country under the fucking guise of fucking capitalism, asshole? You fucking come on here and you try, anybody should be able to come here and fuck us. It's called goddamn national security. It's called protecting what's yours from motherfuckers across the world that want to take it. And here you go. At the same time, China's threatening you with war, but at the same time, I guarantee you, we are still paying China as a developing nation. They're still getting goddamn freebies from us. Smithfield is taking these steps due to an escalating cost of doing business in California, the company said. Are they really? China! Call it what it is! China! The Chinese fucking Chai Kong fucking government is taking these steps due to escalating costs of doing business in California. No, to fucking bring down further the United States till they think that they can fucking conquer us. We are going to blow your fucking asses clear back to fucking China when you give it the go. So come on and do it, you little gook motherfuckers. The move is part of an overall effort to reduce its sow herd in the West. It's sow. China's. The goddamn, see, everything in China belongs to the goddamn government. It's a goddamn communist fucking empire. Everything belongs to the government. There's China, but they're practicing capitalism, aren't they? How is that? I mean, it was capitalism against fucking goddamn communism for how fucking long, people? How long did they sell you that line of bullshit? About as long as they sold you that line of bullshit about supply and demand on your fucking gas? They're through fucking bullshit, and we better get through fucking bullshit, and we better get to fucking kicking some ass. There's their sow herd in western U.S., including Utah. The Chinese Chai Kong's fucking sow herd in our country. That's why motherfuckers from other countries can't buy land here, son of a bitch. You get it, you goddamn capitalist prick? This is your capitalism at work. May you rot in fucking hell, you mammon-worshipping piece of shit. The move is, okay, exploring strategic options to pull out of its farms in Arizona and California. Smithfield, no, the Chai Kong government of China will serve the California market with its Farmer John brand and other products from existing facilities in the Midwest. And you don't think they're putting shit to kill your ass in their goddamn foods? It's all a GMO shit crammed down your throat while they're spraying you like a fucking bug with Raid? What are you going to allow? You're just going to lay down and die, you fucking cowards? Smithfield said it reached an agreement this week with the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union, Communism, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, Communism, an international union of operating engineers as part of its plan to close the Verona facility. So the Chai Kong are fucking here, and fucking the Chinese government's now shutting down food production in the United States of America. Do you understand what I just told you? Do you understand the implications? Do you give a shit about your fucking children, your grandchildren, or your great-grandchildren? Because they're getting ready to try to starve them. And we're gonna have to get so fucking mean you can't even fucking believe it to fucking put a stop to it. Smithfield Chief Operating Officer Brady Stewart said the company remains committed to providing financial and other transactions assistance to employees impacted by the difficult decision that the Chai Kong fucking goddamn Xi, whatever his fucking name is, fucking made as a dictator. What the dictator did, yeah, you fucking scumbag fucking Chinese, you better get the fuck out of my country. You fucker, I can shoot low. Smithfield said it currently employs 40,000 people at 46 facilities and nearly 500 company-owned farms. 500 farms owned by the Chai Kong Red Chinese that they're shutting down to starve your fucking people when we're looking at our own fucking land not fucking producing. How does that fucking make you feel? Does it make you feel like you've been betrayed? Do you think that goddamn these fucking communists in this country are going to go hungry? Do you think these fascists in this country are going to go hungry? Do you think these goddamn son of a bitching vulture capitalists in this country are going to go hungry? No, they're going to sit back once you go hungry. Like they see in the past, they've done this like in the 20s and 30s, and people just fucking, oh, they just begged and starved and fucking kept their, looked at their fucking shoes. We're not looking at our fucking shoes, motherfuckers. We're looking down scopes. We're looking down goddamn barrels, down iron sights. We're coming for your fucking ass, you cocksuckers. You fucking dirty motherfucking invading son of a bitches. You are going to die. And everyone who betrayed this fucking country and the Supreme Superior Absolute Law of December 15, 1791, your fucking ass is going to hang. Now you run down and you participate in another fucking false, phony, fucking fraudulent election. And fucking you can have your name added to the fucking list too, or you can swim for it. You can swim for that fucking admiralty you worship. There's goddamn got to be fucking mammon floating around in the water out there about 200 miles out. Smithfield said it currently employs 40,000 people at 46 facilities and nearly 500 company-owned farms. U.S.-listed shares of WH Group LTD are up 16% so far in 2022 compared to a drop of 17.5% by the S&P. And China is not shipping out one fucking grain, a fucking grain. Do you got that? They're taking care of their fucking people. You go and watch a goddamn march in China. Step by step, man, they're Chinese for Chinese. They're goddamn fucking, they're a hive fucking society. No individualism. And that's who owns fucking these farms. And that's what we had an argument a while back about this capitalist coming into this goddamn. Here you go, motherfucker. That's why not. Do you understand it now, you ignorant son of a bitch? Trilateral Commission tightens grip over U.S. Defense Department. Trilateral Commission, I mean, is that incorporated? What the fuck is a Trilateral Commission? It isn't goddamn no fucking part of any goddamn government that we gave consent to. It's a part of the fucking corporation. It's about making fucking money. It's about the industrial, it is the industrial war complex. Now, as they're fucking taking guns from the people in, I think it was Verona, or was it that story before, wherever the fuck it is, and taking their, wanting to get their private fucking firearms to send to the Ukrainians to fight for the new fucking world order. Well, you're gonna hear, here you got, Trilateral Commission tightens grip over U.S. Defense Department. Doesn't ask the fucking people without the consent of the fucking people, without the consent of the fucking people, the fucking, these goddamn son of a bitch and corporations think that they can do anything they want. Kill the corporation. Crush the fucking corporation. Kill the fucking monarchies. Crush the monarchies. You don't own us, you motherfuckers. You will find out that we are dangerous motherfuckers when you try to fucking take from us. You try to starve our fucking children. You motherfuckers, we will eat your fucking asses. We will eat you. We'll put you on a fucking spit and we will fucking roast you and eat you. This is from Technocracy. I can't even do it. TECHNOCRACY. Technocracy News. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Former Google head has assembled a secretive fund with Washington insiders to help direct U.S. national security investments. So here's your fucking money. Now, I've told you this has been nothing but a corporate welfare fucking state since its inception. Now they're bringing that out in the goddamn, I'm writing this article, they're going to put it right in your fucking face. Yes, we are, and what are you going to do about it? You're going to allow it potentially to its own benefit? No. Eric Schmidt has been quietly building an investment vehicle blending public and private funds. Public and private funds. That sounds like goddamn fascism to me. Under what permission do you take my private funds and join them with some fucking corporation that has no goddamn jurisdictional authority in this country, that is in fact in violation of the highest law in this fucking land? That is the law of December 15, 1791. Just in its fucking being. Just in being there. The fucking corporation doesn't have any authority over we the fucking people. Nobody does. Except we the fucking people through the fucking common law court. Through the common law procedures. But here they fucking are. You want to talk corporate welfare? Here's some corporate welfare, motherfuckers. All these fucking years they whined and pissed and moaned about people. They tried to, it's a guy in food stamps and stuff that some poor people fucking eating. That's what's eating. But they forget, you know, they'll show a fucking pie and they'll show this is how much is the goddamn, you know, the like food stamps or social programs like that. But what they won't show you is 90% of it is farm aid. given to fucking people who have fucking millions in the fucking bank, given to Chinese corporations who fucking have, do not own, but are pretending to own through fucking fraud, our fucking land, our land that produces the food we need to live. Eric Schmidt has been quietly building an investment vehicle blending public and private funds and could grant the former, and could grant, just some of them to grant. You know, I grant all of you the fucking permission to fucking enforce the Bill of Fucking Rights with extreme prejudice. Could grant the former Google CEO, these motherfuckers, the same son of a bitches, don't you know who they are? How do they walk our fucking streets? How do they stay in this goddamn country? Unusual influence over U.S. national security policy. Google! And potentially the opportunity to steer taxpayer money to its own bets. Corporate fucking welfare! I mean, just right in your goddamn face with it, ain't it? We're going to take money from you at gunpoint that we can't take from you, which is a violation of the fucking goddamn due process clauses in the fucking Bill of Rights, the highest law, only fucking law in this fucking country that's ever been ratified by we the people. And we are going to take your fucking money at fucking gunpoint, and we're going to hand it over to fucking Google. We're going to hand it over to fucking Bill Gates. You know, the murdering son of a bitch. The fucking with his fucking death shots. The son of a bitch that's wanted for human rights violations in Africa. What are we doing, people, allowing this shit to happen? We are destroying ourselves. We are fucking complicit in our own fucking destruction. Influence over U.S. national security policy and potentially the opportunity to steer taxpayer money to its own bets. So now they can come and just fucking, I mean, there's no allocations from any Congress. Those lying cocksuckers and those the Federalists, you Federalist motherfucking lying cocksuckers. The Anti-Federalists told you people what these son of a bitches would do. And they gave you the fucking means to stop them. But you had to have, there's one fucking thing they couldn't give you. That's balls in the backbone. You got the goddamn guns. You got the goddamn ammo. You got the people that are fucking wearing uniforms that understand what fucking they're trying to get them to do to their own people who are going to turn on their fucking, you got it all. And still you sit there on your fucking ass and watch this fucking country crumble. The blandly named America's Frontier Fund people, which has so far received no media attention, will be led by a who's who of defense establishment combined with close associates of Schmidt Ventures in Business. That is pure fucking fascism. This is the industrial war complex that Eisenhower warned about. These motherfuckers are taking every fucking thing, and they want to take you down. See, the only people that can stand in their fucking way are we the people. Why can't we stand in their way? Because we have fucking law to the contrary to what they're doing. They are violating our fucking law on our fucking goddamn land. We have the right to fucking prosecute, to fucking stop it. We have the right to declare war on them. As they have declared war on us, we have the right to shoot their fucking asses down. You don't come into my fucking country and start taking, pushing, shoving, and fucking telling us to shove our fucking law up our ass. We'll shove a gun down your fucking throat. We got a plenty of them. More fucking finance and public policy. The high-powered investment vehicle appears to be modeled on NQTEL, a nonprofit venture, that keeps no taxes for them. This is how they steal with no taxes, just like the fucking churches. No taxes. All this shit, they're going to take your fucking public money. They're going to be investigating in their fucking product. Their product is death and war. And they're going to be taking all the fucking capital, and they're not going to pay a fucking dime's worth of fucking taxes. You're going to keep paying taxes for them to steal so they can further this fucking fraud But they're not going to. They're non-profit. Venture capital firm, which with close ties to the Central Intelligence Agency that cannot exist. The people never gave no fucking authority for any kind of a policing agency over we the people. And when they sold us that fucking CIA, they didn't sell it to me. But when they sold the dumbass motherfucking Americans that allowed it, it was, oh, it's to spy on foreign countries. It's not to ever be used in the United States. You know, just like the DHS and the fucking, the one that spies on us, goddammit. The one that takes down every stroke of your computer. The dirty son of a bitch is running the facility. What is it? NSA. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, the NSA. All fucking got violations. I mean, not this. This is treason. This is high fucking treason. Just that these things exist. And now the Central Intelligence Agency's become a banking fucking goddamn. They're in. Well, this looks like goddamn hardcore fucking fascism to me. That has faced allegations of serious conflicts of interest among its trustees. It's got trustees. I got the CIA has trustees? You mean it's a fucking business? You mean it's a corporation? A corporation making fucking billions and trillions of dollars that belong to we the fucking people? Another corporate welfare recipient? In fact, AFF will be helmed by the former chief executive of Q Intel, Gilman Louie, and a former executive Schmidt Futures, Jordan Blaschik, a roster of well-connected defense insiders. This industrial war, Eisenhower, I mean, you have a warning that within the lifetime of a lot of us. I mean, I wasn't alive when fucking Eisenhower said it, but a lot of you fucking were. But I mean, that's how close the warning had came, and Ronnie Reagan, he's the son of a bitch, and he's the dirty son of a bitch, and actor son of a bitch, and fucking communist piece of shit that got the goddamn fucking industrial war complex fucking rolling to do this, to get it to this fucking kind of extreme fucking height. We need to wipe them out. I don't care how much they have, people. We have the numbers. We have the guns. We have the law behind us. We have the law telling us we have to stop this. If we want freedom and liberty, we cannot have this, not on the same fucking realm. Connected defense insiders will populate the board and serve as its anchor funders, including Mikhail Floroni, former Undersecretary of Defense under President Barack Obama, former Secretary of Defense Ash Carter, and H.R. McMaster, U.S. National Security Advisor at the Trump White House. Uh-oh, you mean they're all the fucking same people? They've always been the same fucking people? It has always been the goddamn 1% with the 15% sucking their asses that have been trying to enslave the rest of us and take every fucking thing we have and make us goddamn fodder at their feet? Is that what you're trying to tell me? But the fucking, they don't have the numbers. We crush them. In a fight, we crush them. But we got to have the goddamn balls and the spines to fight. We have to say no. We have to learn that word, N-O. It's a real simple fucking word, no. And back it with a fucking gun. That's what we're supposed to fucking do. Now the goddamn Federalists said, no, there's no way you don't even need a Bill of Rights. There's no way we would ever try to do any kind of this shit that these anti-Federalists are talking about. But they fucking have done everything that the anti-Federalists said they would do. If you did not, and they told you how to keep them in check, well, they gave you the mechanism. That goddamn Bill of Rights is written right off the anti-Federalist papers. It put them in check, but you had to hold them there. And you couldn't hold them there with goddamn people who fucking would suck up mammon, who would betray their fucking neighbor for a fucking dollar, who would sell their own mother for a dollar a fuck. That's the kind of people that have fucking ruined this goddamn country. And then go down and vote. So sell your mother for a fucking dollar for a fuck and go down and vote. And you can further your fucking agenda, you ignorant son of a bitches. Also listed among the new group's board of directors and anchor funders, Eric Schmidt himself, according to a draft press release briefly published on his website, which suggested it was preparing for an official launch as soon as this week. They're bringing this shit at you right now. We said it when the goddamn fire cell happened. It was there with Trump. It came fast. He put the fucking everything in place for the fucking complete destruction of this fucking country. And then it's all handled. And well, whatever Biden says, he can't be. He's an emperor, don't you know? Whatever he says, that's what we got to do. You see, don't you know? Bullshit. It's a fucking corporation. We crush the motherfucker. We put it out of existence by destroying it. We reinstitute the goddamn law of this land as absolute and unalienable, and we enforce it. And let us see them do this shit. They'll all be dangling from goddamn ropes, won't they? We'll take back our fucking common law courts. We will prosecute these fucking criminals. This is crime. Right in your face. What does it take? The exact source and amount of public money involved remains unclear. Oh, I'm sure it fucking does. It's because it's going down, it's fixing to go down a fucking black hole and into the pockets of the fucking international corporate mafia. However, the draft press release acknowledged AFF's usual nature, referring to it as the nation's first public-private fund able to leverage public-private and philanthropic capital for defense-related tech investments. So we have we had to get the war of isms that goes on for fucking ever. And then, you know, all the attacks that the fucking United States and NATO and all these fuckers made on fucking Libya, on fucking Iraq, on fucking goddamn Afghanistan, and what are they on the one they're after now, the poor people that discovered fucking oil. At any rate, they fucking, you know, they put together, you see, we were at a point, like during the 70s, where you didn't talk about goddamn war. After Vietnam, people were so fucking pissed about the lie, because they found out that it was a fucking lie. That it was at the same time that your fucking people were over there supposedly stopping the spread of international communism, the Communist Party was operating in the United States, being allowed to operate in the United States. That is goddamn sedition. Right out in the goddamn open while your fucking people are dying, bleeding, getting their arms blown off, their fucking legs blown off, supposedly to stop it. I'll tell you who stops it. Me and you. We stop it or we lose this goddamn country to a bunch of, and that would be the sickest part of it. Losing it to these motherfucking nobody son of a bitches who couldn't roll us over if we were dead. Well, most of us. Pardon?
Reagan stopped it.
Hell yeah.
They shot the damn lieutenants from behind.
Yep. This structure enables AFF not only to raise and deploy long-term private capital, but also to invest government funding. It's not government. There is no government. Get that out of your fucking head. Corporate. Unlawful corporation. That was created in violation of the fucking law. That was created in violation of the 9th article. They never had the authority to create the government. Hell, they're creating a fucking international government. That they think it's going to fucking trump our goddamn fucking absolute fucking law of this land of December 15, 1791, but it ain't gonna. You're gonna eat fucking, we're gonna kill every one of you son of a bitches. The people around the world are gonna kill every one of you son of a bitches. We are gonna fucking disappear you. We are gonna have fucking goddamn peace on this earth. When we have a fucking newscast, it's going to be about fucking rainbows and fucking goddamn unicorns. You understand? We're going to be happy. You're keeping us fucking miserable. You're keeping us fucking broke. You're fucking... Every day they're doing something to harm us. Don't you see it? And now private, public, and no, you motherfucking corporation motherfucker, you are not going to come and take fucking money out of my goddamn pocket. You try it, you son of a bitch. I'll put a bullet through your fucking head, you corporate trash. You try to take anything from me without due process of the law as described in that fucking Bill of Rights in a common law court, a bullet through your fucking head. Got it? Other publicly available accounts. Publicly available account. Listen to what I am saying to you. Shed some additional light on the fund's plans. A job posting noted that AFF's primary government clients, and this is in quotation marks, primary government clients would include the Department of Commerce, Department of Commerce, Defense, and Energy. And in the future, state-level clients, Blachick, AFF's president, has described AFF's average investment range as between $500,000 and $10 million, with a sweet spot of $1 million. Similarly, in QTEL's investment typically ranges from $500,000 to $3 million. They're bad enough they sit there with that fucking Federal Reserve. They hand these son of a bitches, they write down on a piece of paper, the American people owe us now, we're going to lend them, the American people, $5 trillion. And then they take that fucking $5 trillion, which is just digits in a computer, and they hand them over to these cocksucking 1% elitists at 0%. So that they can turn around and lend it to you at compound interest at about 60%. I mean, you cannot fucking see this? Now they're just going straight to the fucking source. Hell, just come in and fucking get my fucking wallet out, anything in there, or take my fucking, just start. We're getting close to the point where they're going to have to start coming in your house and hauling your shit out, people. This is fucking insane. The most insane part about it is that we are fucking allowing it. We are fucking allowing it. We are fucking allowing this. We don't have to. We have the right to shoot these motherfuckers down. We have the obligation to our progeny to shoot these motherfuckers down. To take it all back. This is fucking robbery. This is larceny. It is unclear whether the new fund and its principals will be subject to any governance controls to prevent abuse. Oh, no governance. They are the governance. The goddamn corporations, you have a corporate monarchy here. You understand? You have a corporate elite that are fucking, you know, this aristocracy telling you, we are the ruling class. That makes you the ruled class. That means you don't own anything. Anything you think you own, I can come and take it because I'm the fucking sovereign. I'm your ruler. And it ain't gonna stop until we fucking stop it. Maybe that won't happen until they're in your fucking house raping your fucking daughter right in front of you. Maybe then you'll build up the fucking guts. Well, by then you fucking maybe they'll already have your gun. They'll shove that shiny son of a bitch up your fucking ass and the barrel will come out your mouth. Cowards. We will go down in history as the biggest bunch of fucking cowards to ever breathe fucking air on this planet. If we do not put an immediate stop to this shit. Okay, worry. One concern of AFF could confer a special seal of approval by the U.S. government on highly speculative investments. Are we a country? Wait a minute. We're not a country. It's a corporation. See, they're talking about it like what it is now. The U.S. government on highly speculative investments. Investments? You're not supposed to be out there fucking investing our fucking money, our wealth, taking gambles. For fucking profit? For you? That you're sticking in your goddamn pocket? You're supposed to be conservators. You're supposed to fucking sit there and make sure nobody does exactly what you're doing. Well, it's just like in 2008. The people who were hired to make sure that people didn't get fucking stuck with fucking junk bonds in their goddamn 401ks are the motherfuckers that did it. Nobody went to jail. That's when we fucked up, people. Look, people should have been put up against the wall right then and there. You would have seen this shit come to a halt. Henry Paulson should have been, that day, he should have been fucking captured. Put it, taken outside and fucking ropes around his fucking goddamn hands and shot for a fucking goddamn traitor he is, and then start shooting the fucking rest of them. Because they were in gross violation of the highest fucking law of this fucking land and of the jurisdictional authority of we the people. We did not give them permission to hand our fucking country over. We did not give them permission to do none of this shit. They have been working against the will of the people. They do not have our consent. They've never had our consent. That gives us the right to fucking tear them down, throw them out, hang their fucking asses for fucking crimes against our fucking law. The prospect of a government contract, especially in the lucrative area of defense, could generate outsized gains for early investors. Come one, come all. I mean, it's like Rothschild's when he wrote about the fucking, this whole fucking money scam, how they would use the money to steal the country and everything. Those, he said, those in the know will keep their mouth shut because they'll get the fucking benefit from it. Those who don't know will just be fucking victims and they won't even know they're victims. Well, now they're telling you you're a victim, you stupid son of a bitch, because they figured out that you're too goddamn cowardly to fucking use that gun. I don't know why they're even bringing the guns up. Maybe they must have something pretty fucking terrible in store. Maybe they want to know, get all those goddamn guns and get them shipped over to the Ukraine. Ukraine? Did you ever just sit there and go, Ukraine? Ukraine? Fuck the Ukraine. But then we have the fucking piece there we played a while ago. Oh, they're fighting for the New World fucking order. Then, oh man, you mentioned New World Order 20 years ago. You tin foil hat. What are you talking about? You goofy. Conspiracy theory. Is it a conspiracy theory now? When your goddamn ribs are sticking out, will it be a conspiracy theory? When you're watching your children fucking starve to death, will it still be a conspiracy theory? Will you call it that to keep from having to do something about it so you can keep allowing it? From principles from nonprofits, from their inside knowledge and ability to direct, I mean, they're telling you. We're taking every fucking thing. And once they got this shit here, see, this is the big shit. You don't think they're coming straight to your fucking, you don't think they're going to come take your fucking, your house, your car, everything you fucking own, including your life. They have to take the lives of every American national because this is all fraud. And if we would fucking stand up like goddamn men, and with that Bill of Rights in our fucking hand and enforce that fucking law of December 15, 1791, we could fucking stomp these motherfuckers and have everything fucking back. But man, you gotta have some kind of fucking, I don't know. What the fuck, you wear a tampon, you fucking cunts? God, you make me sick. It is more than a theoretical issue. According to a 2016 report in the Wall Street Journal, nearly half of the NQTEL trustees had a financial connection with companies backed by, are you ready, the CIA fund. The CIA has a fund? The CIA is a corporation that funded fucking Google? That funded all this shit through fucking Black Ops back in the fucking day when Black Ops were Black Ops. Well, if you went on goddamn Google right now and you had the goddamn fucking documents in your hand that proved the Black Op, well, we don't allow that. That's misinformation, don't you see? There's only one way this fucking ends, people, that we win. And you fucking, you gotta fight. You fight or lay down and fucking die and know that, and may your grandchildren, may they, if they're living, they're going to be living in hell anyway. But may they escape from wherever they're fucking at for just long enough to dig your fucking body up, pull your fucking coffin lid open, and piss right in your cowardly fucking face. They'll probably bury you with your shiny fucking gun laying on your chest because you aided and abetted in the destruction of the greatest country on this fucking planet. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then there are a few that are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro-FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:54 Pacific time, and that was Guns N' Roses with Welcome to the Fucking Jungle. Because you know who's going to save us? The people who have been deprived and shit on the most. That's who's going to say, that's who's going to step up and fucking do the saving. I'll tell you what, you motherfuckers who have fucking sold us out over the fucking years, you think it's going to be the same old deal. Here come the fucking poor ass motherfuckers to die to take it back. Well, we're taking it back. But you motherfuckers aren't getting any of it. We're taking you too for fucking participating in fucking treason. We're taking everything you fucking got and putting your ass in the goddamn ocean. You can start swimming. Well, yeah, we're going to have to do the dying. We got it. When they come into the jungle will explode and we will do the dying and the killing and fucking whatever it takes to take this fucking country back and fucking make that fucking law of December 15, 1791 an abso-fucking-lute. But then we're going to turn that fucking law around and we're coming after your fucking asses. All you son of a bitches that cooperated with this shit, all you good fucking capitalist motherfuckers, you get ready to lose everything. You get ready to fucking fight and die for your fucking precious possessions, your fucking mammon. You get ready to fight and die for it because we're ready to fight and kill you for it. For the betrayal. Not for your money because we have a lust for fucking your fucking mammon and your goddamn fucking material fucking things you cannot do without. But for your fucking betrayal. You are going to die for your fucking betrayal of the rest of us. Get used to the idea. I mean, you sit there and go, when it busts loose, let's see what you're fucking doing. When it busts loose, it's going to be, I mean, remember the day the towers fell? And everybody just, wah, 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 wah. It's going to be a day like that. And it's going to come ripping fucking through this goddamn country. And then fucking, like I said, these motherfuckers are going to be just fucking shot the fuck out of here. They're going to be fucking shot the fuck out of here for fucking violation, for trying to overthrow our fucking law of December 15, 1791. The law of we the people, the jurisdictional authority of we the people. And then we're coming back and we're going getting out the goddamn books. And we're going to see who fucking benefited from this shit. We're going to see who fucking went along with this shit. Who sold their brother's rights for a fucking handful of mammon. Our 30 pieces of silver. We're going to see who you are. And then we're going to fucking, you're going to find yourself summoned into a common law court. You're going to find yourself charged with treason and sedition. And it's going to be, oh, no, you can't do that. I want a lawyer. And the lawyer, you can't have lawyers in a fucking, you can't have these private fucking goddamn esquires of the queen in a common law court. You're going to have to go in there and defend what you have fucking put your name to. What you have fucking done, you are going to have to answer for. And the fucking people, and there's a lot of us going to get lost. There's going to be people on that fucking jury. There's going to be ditch diggers. There's going to be fucking prostitutes. There's going to be fucking just regular fucking folk. The people who had to do the dying to get it all back. The people who would not fucking bend the knee. The people who did what could have sold out fucking 30 fucking years ago, but never did. Because they believe and fucking freedom and liberty more than they believe and love and crave mammon. Biden to sign declaration aimed at addressing migrant flows. Really? This is from Yahoo News. You guys, I mean, this is just more right in your face. They'll spit at the jungle people that you haven't stepped in yet. Step on in, you motherfuckers, and let's get this over with. This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Biden on Friday will sign a declaration. Just a declaration? I declare I am king. A declaration. He don't sign declarations. He doesn't have the fucking authority. The ninth article fucking forbids it. The law of we the people forbids it. Sign your fucking declaration and see how far it goes. Declaration on migration alongside other leaders from the Western, alongside other leaders. I mean, they're sitting here like they've already accomplished that North American Union, aren't they? They just start just operating under it, and heck, it's there. It's a fait accompli. You want to fucking bet? We'll blow your fucking asses out of this fucking country, and you'll be a fait accompli down in fucking goddamn middle of Mexico, but by the time you realize we're coming at your ass, and we'll take that shithole, and we'll take the shitholes right down to goddamn fucking South America. Burn their goddamn capitals. And they're fucking people who thought they were going to come up here and take what belonged to us because they didn't have the guts to fucking take what belonged to them in their own country. You like slavery, you motherfuckers. You'll be slaves, all right. Fucking two generations. Until you have paid back every dollar you have fucking stolen from an American national, you will be enslaved. And after you're done paying it back, you will be released into your own country and without a goddamn ruling family. And you can fight it out amongst yourselves and see if you can figure out. We'll give you a copy of the Bill of Rights. We'll show you the proper way to do it, the lawful way to do it, the honest and just way to do it. But it's up to you. You can kill each other to a fucking, you can just completely wipe each other out. We don't fucking care. Because we're going to have what we want. We're going to have our fucking sovereign country back under our fucking law. Our unalienable law of December 15, 1791, we're going to have our autonomy. And there ain't going to be no goddamn federal government. There ain't going to be no son of a bitch who can say, well, I'm, what'd they say about Harry Reid? He's a powerful man. More powerful than I am? How come? Well, he's got connections and lots of money. What the fuck's that supposed to do? It got to do with law. What's that got to do with right? It has nothing. Pardon?
He's a dead man.
Exactly. He's a dead man. He died. I mean, straight to the ninth circle of hell, if there is a hell. No doubt about it. At any rate, he's signing declarations. I mean, they're talking Western Hemisphere. We're laying out the framework, me and us, and, you know, we got that North American Union thing that we've had all along. Don't you guys remember that? See, no. No, you do not. And when it fucking crowds me, I will fucking blow it out of the fucking way. You get the fuck out of my country. That is an order from the fucking sovereign of this nation. Get out. Leave what you fucking think you're going to steal. Hand back what you have stolen. And then run as fast as you can to the deepest, darkest fucking place you can find and get you a spider hole. Because we're going to hunt your fucking ass down. And you're coming back and you're going to face fucking justice. And you're going to face justice in the jungle. And it's a whole lot different place than out there with these fucking pussies without any goddamn balls or any goddamn fucking backbones. A whole different place. And you're going to find out how different. Anyway, that's another week of fucking unbelievably intense fucking outrage and fucking violation of our law. That we have allowed. Another week we've allowed it, people.
It's even worse than what you're saying. Have a good weekend, brother.
I'll do it, and you're right. It's hard to find words. I mean, you have to go to that planet wherever it was, where Prince got the name that can't be pronounced. There are not words to describe this fucking shit. There really aren't. And truly, there are not words to describe the people who allow it. Who have allowed it. I can't think of nothing low enough. The worm sweat. I don't know. I just don't seem to do it. Anyway, we'll be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word of the Trenches, from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, hey, it's going to get worse, people, until we fucking stop allowing it and start fucking stomping ass. That's just the fucking way it is. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Man above. I have done all I can do.
Cookies!